From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says some progress has been made in talks with congressional leaders on a deficit reduction deal, but he cautions that negotiators still have to work through some real differences. The president is summoning lawmakers to the White House tomorrow for a budget deficit summit. NPR's Paul Brown reports a deal on lowering the deficit is seen as essential for gaining enough votes in Congress to raise the government's borrowing limit.
The president says more progress is within reach, but Republicans and Democrats still disagree over spending and taxes as GOP senators demand a deal on long-term spending cuts. President Obama says spending must be trimmed in all major areas, including the tax code.
Spending on certain tax breaks and deductions for the wealthiest of Americans.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell rejects that.
It's not about rich and poor. It's not about an election. It's about making Washington take the hit for a change.
Either way, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says it's time for action.
We no longer have months or even weeks to avert this catastrophe. We have days.
Without a deal, the U.S. could default on its bills early next month. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Minnesota's Democratic Governor Mark Dayton will meet again with Republican legislative leaders today to try to resolve the budget impasse that has shut down that state's government. Dayton tells KSTP-TV he's willing to compromise.
I will consider anything that shows a realistic prospect of producing an outcome as soon as possible that gets people back to work, gets state government functioning again.
GOP lawmakers are balking at Dayton's proposal to raise income taxes on the wealthy to help erase a $5 billion budget deficit. There's a 60% chance the weather will not be acceptable for the launch of the space shuttle Atlantis on Friday. NPR's Russell Lewis reports this final shuttle mission is bittersweet for many at NASA.
From top administrators at NASA to engineers to astronauts, the final launch comes with many mixed emotions. The Atlantis commander, Chris Ferguson, says he's ready to fly in space again.
We're going to look upon this final mission as a celebration of all that the space shuttle has accomplished over its 30-year lifespan. Of course, in this past one-third of its flights, it was busy building the International Space Station, and without the space shuttle, we wouldn't have that.
Media representatives have begun to flood into the Kennedy Space Center. By some accounts, the space program hasn't received this much attention since the shuttle's first flight in 1981. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Kennedy Space Center.
Crews trying to clean up the crude oil that spilled into Montana's Yellowstone River are being hampered by rising water levels in the river. Jim Martin is with the Environmental Protection Agency.
The river is at flood stage, and you really can't get a clear sense of just how fast it's moving and how much water is out there until you go stand by it, and then it's just roaring by like a locomotive.
Federal documents show it took ExxonMobil nearly twice as long as the company has acknowledged to close the pipeline that caused the spill. This is NPR News. Former Boston mob boss James Whitey Bulger will be arraigned before a federal magistrate today on 19 murder charges. NPR's Tovia Smith reports Bulger was captured in California last month after 16 years of evading authorities.
Bulger's arraignment had to wait while a federal judge decided whether the former mobster found with $800,000 cash was indigent and eligible for a public defender. He was. His money was seized by the government, and he'll have one of the city's top criminal defense attorneys by his side as he's formally charged. Prosecutors have dropped racketeering charges against Bulger to focus on convicting the 81-year-old of murder. Many victims' families are hoping a trial will also yield evidence implicating others. Bulger could also try to negotiate a plea deal, but either way, he's likely to spend the rest of his life in prison. And after his Boston cases, Bulger is also facing charges in Florida and Oklahoma that could involve the death penalty. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
The Federal Aviation Administration is creating a new air traffic control system that relies on GPS satellite technology rather than radar. Currently, pilots have to fly indirect routes to remain in the range of ground radar stations. The FAA's Wilson Felder says the new system will change that.
We make airplanes fly very precise routes from one ground-based navigational aid to the other in a zigzag pattern across the United States, and we want to make that a smooth line.
But the path to getting the new system implemented is not as smooth as the FAA would like. Airlines are grumbling over the cost of outfitting their planes with the necessary equipment, and expenses on the government side are getting close scrutiny in Congress. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.